I was with my family. We were on a vacation and we were walking through this art gallery. That's not something we do a lot, but we were. And we didn't have the kids with us, so we could actually like stand and pause. And I walked by this, I don't know if you know if you can call it a statue. It was a sculpture, but it was unfinished. And everybody else is kind of barreling forward. And I just like stop and I'm staring at this unfinished sculpture. And Laura's like, "What are you doing?" And I'm like almost in tears. I'm like, That was me. Like, that right there was me. And everyone else, again, is going kind of to the main attraction. And I'm captivated, just staring at this. And I'm like, I don't know how many years I was just like that. And you see up here on the screen, that's called the prisoner. That's one of four prisoners. And they're called the prisoners because they are forever entombed in that rock. And you can see the artist created them like in a struggle. They are pushing to get out, to get freed from it. But for the last 500 years, they have been struggling. They have been imprisoned in that. And as I stood there and looked at them, I'm like, that's me. Like, I remember like pushing so hard to get out of alcoholism or you know, tobacco addiction. Or money and greed and status and foolishness. Like, that was me just struggling to get out. And I couldn't get out. I was stuck. I had no power. That was my lot. Like, that was me, period, stuck. And when I came to find it was called the prisoner, I'm like, how appropriate. Like, I was a slave to sin. And some of you may feel like that. Like, that, yeah, I get it. Like, the prisoner, stuck. You can't push yourself out. You're in that place and you feel like you've been there for years, just like they've been for 500 years. And like, God, are you ever going to change? Are you ever going to break me out of this? Are you ever going to set me free from what I've been imprisoned to? And as you walk a little further past the prisoners, you come to another sculpture by the same artist, Michelangelo. And this chunk of marble was left abandoned. It came from a place called Carrara, Italy. It was mined out, this piece of marble. It was a 17-foot chunk of marble that someone began work on and ruined it. Discarded it, ruined it. Someone else came to try to finish the work and even try to redeem it, messed it up even further, and literally left it laying out in the elements for 25 years. Imprisoned again, right? Another prisoner. Except for the fact that the master came along, 26 years old, and said, "I want that piece of marble, and I will make the David from it." And so they entrusted it to this young master artist. And within 2 years, two short years, he created this. Michelangelo did. And he set David free from the prison, the bondage that he was being held to in that marble. And he even is quoted as saying in the, there's a few Michelangelo quotes. He said, "I saw the angel in the marble and carved until I set him free." And the reason why I share that with you this weekend, I was reading in 1 Thessalonians and I got to this passage and I thought about all of you truly, and I've been praying for each of you. And I read this because we have a God who sets us free. We have a God who sees us imprisoned by the various things that we have set ourselves into. And he carves and carves and carves until he sets us free because he sees what is within. And he does it in a short period of time, just like that chunk of marble for 25 years. But once the master lays hands to it, it happens quick. It happens quick, y'all. And so this is what God says in 1 Thessalonians 5, 23 through 24. "May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through." Sanctify means to make like Jesus, to make you holy, to set you free from sin. "May he sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." Listen to this, verse 24. "The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it." Y'all, that first slide that you saw of the prisoner, That prisoner's not getting out of that stone. But it says right here that God is faithful and he will do it. He will do it. He will set you free from sin. He's the one that got power over sin in your life. He's the one that can set you free. He's the one that sees you imprisoned. And all you have to do is ask and yield yourself to him and he will. And when he sets hands to you, he will do it quickly. So yield yourself to the master and wait and watch that transformation and it will be powerful. It's what he did in my life. It's what he will do in yours. I'm nobody special. I was an old drunk addict. What Jesus did for me, he does for everybody. His promises are true yesterday, today, and forever. He is the master. You are his workmanship. And we're here at Regen letting him get to work. So praise God for that.